half past 10 on the marriage program on Radio Islam International. And before we carry on with the program, there are reports that are coming through, and they suggest that there's protest actions on the M12 near Deaf Bend. Please be cautious and look for alternative routes. These are reports that have been coming through, many people phoning in to warn us about this. So those traveling that direction, just stay safe and be on the lookout. Right, we are joined now by Muallima Abida Fira on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Muallima. Assalamu alaikum, Muallima. And once again, Jazakumullah khairan for joining us on the airwaves of Radio Islam International.
Assalamualaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair, Mulana.
Yes, Muallima, just the topic that you've chosen for this morning, a really important one, you know, the one of being a source of sukoon to your spouse, that when we look in Quran and we look into the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find that marriage is to bring peace and comfort also in a person's life. So the way or be a source of sukoon to your spouse is a really important topic.
Ji, Mulana. Alhamdulillah, we are as we mentioned previously and in the past 2 weeks, we are busy with a workshop right now, and this is something that we are dealing with because we are going back to the basics, going back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described for us in the Quran of what the marital relationship is about. And as I was just explaining to the young ladies earlier, is that we go into marriage, you have men and women, they go into marriage not understanding what marriage really is all about and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from this marital relationship, this relationship, important relationship between a man and a woman. And we base it on what we see, we base it on our perceptions of what we see in the movies and read about in the magazines and the novels or what we see around us. But the reality is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, in the Quran al-Karim, in the ayah on marriage, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from amongst his signs, he created for your partners from amongst yourself. Now subhanAllah, if we look at this ayah, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that marriage is from the sign of Allah, and that in itself tells us the importance of this relationship, where Allah says, it's from these signs that he created for your partners amongst yourself. And the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about this man and woman that he's created, right, as partners, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there is that لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you become and so that you be a source of sukoon for each other. Subhanallah, now if we can just understand that this is the role, this is the marital role, this is what a man and a woman is to be to each other, is that they are a source of sukoon for each other. Now what does that mean? What does sukoon mean? Sukoon means something which is peaceful, at ease, something where, you know, one has tranquility in the heart. That brings about happiness. If we look for happiness, where does happiness stem from? It stems from having that feeling in the heart. It stems from having that feeling of sukoon in the heart. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, is that the man and the woman, when they come together, that they are a source of sukoon for each other. Why that? Because man and woman on their own, they can go through life, they can have everything, they can be, but they will never have that inner feeling of peace. They will never have that inner feeling of tranquility within their heart. There's always a restlessness, there's always some kind of feeling of upheaval within them, and that men and women give this to each other, subhanAllah, through marriage. Now, if we look at the marriages of today, and we look at marriages around us, is that you don't find that sukoon. You find within the homes, within our homes, there's everything but sukoon. There's arguments and fights and bickering and everything happening within the home. But there's no sukoon. Now, the thing is, we can go back and we can say, why is that happening? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the man and the woman is sukoon for each other. So why are we not seeing that sukoon in our homes? So subhanAllah, Quran is true. Allah's word is true. Which means we have to go back to us, to ourselves. We have to go back to ourselves and say, what are we doing? What am I doing that we're not having that sukoon in the home? There's something wrong. There's not something wrong with Allah's words. Na'udhu billah. Allah's words are true. There's something wrong with the people within the relationship. And that is why they are not the source of sukoon for each other. And what happens is that generally, and going back from what we spoke about last week, where we spoke about finding happiness and peace within ourselves, it's things that we need to bring into the relationship. It's how we are, the happiness that we have within us, the peace and contentment that we have within our hearts to start off with, and then we bring that into our relationship. And so once we are in the relationship and we have that to give off, then we can bring that out from our partners, from our husbands or our wives. And so we go in with expectation that my husband must make me happy, or my wife must make me happy, or they must be my source of sukoon. But our focus is always on the partner, on the spouse, and the focus is not on ourselves, on me. What do I have to do? Because we have to look at ourselves first. What do I have to do to be a source of sukoon to my husband? What do I have to do, and how do I have to be to make the home an environment of sukoon, and how am I a source of sukoon to my husband? Now, if we can each focus, and if everyone can focus on themselves and not look at the others and not look at the faults of the others, but rather look at ourselves and say, okay, now, this is the situation. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait for my husband or my wife to make the move. I'm going to do it for myself first. I'm going to be the one that's going to take the step first. Because usually we wait for the other. And when we're waiting for the other party to make a move, it never happens. And so we wait and we wait and nothing happens. So we have to take that step first. We have to have the realization, because again about going back. What does Allah want? Allah has put this man and woman together. He's put me with my husband. He's put the husband with the wife. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from this relationship? What does He expect from this relationship? He wants us to be that source of sukoon. And subhanAllah, if we go back to the hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he said that one thing he said, so the first thing he said about it in a hadith is that the woman must be obedient to her husband. Now, if we look at that in today's times, women don't want to be obedient. They see that as being subjugated by the man. And it's a question of why should I be obedient to him, right? Because we have this perception that of women's rights and everything else, and I don't have to obey my husband. But it is through that obedience. If we just unpack that hadith, and the first thing that where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the obedience is that when a wife is obedient to her husband, when she fulfills his wishes and his desires, it eliminates a lot of problems within the marriage. Because when the wife is not obedient to the husband, then the man becomes angry. He becomes frustrated, right? He becomes moody. So there's a lot of negative emotions that come out from there, which means then there's no sukoon. There cannot be sukoon in that environment. Because what happens when the husband or the wife for that matter is angry, or they're frustrated, or they are irritated, right? How do we react to each other in those moods? That means we're reacting in a very negative way. It's all about me and my feelings, and you hurting my feelings, and you're not doing this for me, and you're not doing that for me. And so the focus is on all of the negative things, and through that negativity, there can be no sukoon. There will be no sukoon. But now, if we go back to that, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the wife has to be obedient to her husband. When she obeys her husband, she is helping him. Because what happens, we are also told in hadith that the nikah, when a man and a woman perform nikah, right, they are completing half of their deen. Subhanallah, right? Half of their deen. So that again shows us the importance of this nikah, of this relationship. Half of your deen is fulfilled. Now the husband and wife together have to fulfill the other half together. So when they are dealing with anger and frustration and in misery and whatever, it hampers their spiritual development. Because when you're dealing in anger, and you're sitting with anger, and you're sitting with frustration, it's going to impact on your ibadah. it's going to impact on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for a wife to be obedient to her husband is aiding him in his deen, subhanallah. And vice versa, when the man treats the wife and he deals with her with love, with kindness, with understanding, with compassion, then he is aiding her in her deen. Because when the man is dealing with the wife harshly, it impacts on her, because then it's about her emotional state. And when she's in a low emotional state, there are times when people are in such a low state emotionally that they don't even want to make ibadah. That they give up on making dua. And they give up even to the extent where sometimes they give up on their salah because they are in a low emotional state. So it shows us the importance of this relationship and how we can help each other. And how the importance of being that sukoon to each other to assist us in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this nikah is ibadah to start off with, right? And so the objective, now half of the of our deen, now we have to fulfill the other half of our deen. So how are we going to fulfill that other half of our deen? So it's what you bring into the relationship and it's what you're going to do in that relationship. So when we start leaving out all the negativity and they're not doing this and he's not doing this and she's not doing that, but it's what do I have to do? What do I have to do to make this relationship good? And another thing, subhanAllah, in that hadith that I'm talking about is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the woman was pleasing to the husband's eye. When he looks at her, his heart must feel happy. He must be pleasing. What does that mean? That the woman needs to take care of herself on every level. On a physical level, externally, on an external level, she must be pleasing to her husband and the way she dresses and the way she looks and the way she appears to him. On another level, on an internal level, her ways should be good. She should be calm and kind and loving. So on an internal level also, she should be pleasing to her husband and not be argumentative and not be fighting and not be looking for fights and dealing again with anger and hurt and all of these negative emotions. Now what happens again on that level, what happens is that when you are pleasing to each other, when the wife is pleasing to the husband and the husband is pleasing to the wife, it actually prevents that external factors, because when the wife is not pleasing to the husband in terms of her physical appearance, right, then that is when the husband's eyes are going to wander outside. Subhanallah. He's going to start looking, and there's plenty to see outside of the home. And this is why it's so important for the wife to take care of herself and to be appealing to her husband and make herself appealing to her husband so that he doesn't need to look at other women outside. And in that, she is, by the woman taking care of herself on a physical and an external level, she is looking after and protecting her husband's deen. SubhanAllah. She's protecting her husband's deen. And when she is good to him from an internal perspective, where she's dealing with him with love and kindness, and this goes for vice versa also, the husband doesn't need to go anywhere because his needs are being fulfilled. Because one thing we need to understand within the marriage, it's not just about physical needs also. It's also about emotional needs. And it's about fulfilling those emotional needs on both levels. For the husband for the wife and the wife for the husband. And this is what brings about sukoon. Because when we get married, to start off with, when we get married and we think that we need to be physically mature to get married, but it's not just the physical maturity that is needed. We also need to be emotionally matured and we need to be spiritually matured. We need to be able to deal with another human being on an emotional level and not only look at things from our own perspective and the way I want it, and this is how I want it, and this is how I want things to be. We also have to look at it from another perspective, from our husband or our wife's perspective also. And that is having an emotional maturity. And over and above that is having the spiritual maturity, is dealing with each other in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want us to deal. And subhanAllah, our deen is so full of that. The teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so full of that. The Quran al-Kareem is so full of that, of how we should just speak with love and kindness and respect. Speak gently, speak respectfully. SubhanAllah, these are all the things that brings about the sukoon in the heart. So we have to have that level of maturity, and this is why it's so important for us to prepare ourselves for marriage first, not just on a physical level. Because what happens with our daughters, if they are proficient in the kitchen and they can cook a good biryani and they can make good roti and they not, then we say, now she's ready for marriage. But it's more than that. It takes more than food to please a man. It takes an emotional maturity as well. It takes a spiritual maturity as well, because you are there for each other. You are supposed to be a means and a source of sukoon for each other. You are there to guide each other, to complete each other's deens 100%, to guide each other to Allah, so that you will be partners in the dunya and in the akhirah, inshallah. And so it's very important for us to understand this, to understand this relationship, to understand the emotional attachment that goes into the whole relationship. And how important that is. So yes, it's on a physical level, it's an emotional level, it's also on a spiritual level. So we have to know how we have to deal. So again, it's coming back to the individual, where it starts. It starts with me. What do I have to do? How am I going to be that source of sukoon to my husband? How am I going to deal with him? How am I going to treat with him? Yes, he might not always treat me in a very good way. He might not always be that kind and loving to me. But then I have to look beyond all of that. And I have to look and see that I'm doing this for Allah's pleasure, because this is ibadah. And Allah has placed this man in my life for a reason. And so I have to deal with him, and I have to be what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked. You are a source of sukoon. This is what we mean. It's fulfilling that purpose. When we talk about purpose of life, is to worship Allah. That's primary purpose. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He created man and woman to be a source of sukoon for each other. So we're there to complement, to help each other, to guide each other, to take each other closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we look in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةَ وَرَحْمَةَ. SubhanAllah. Now, today if we look at marriages, we don't see the mawadda, we don't see rahma. These are the characteristics of Allah. Because Allah is al-wadood, and Allah is al-rahman, and is al-rahim. So from the characteristics of Allah, He says He puts those characteristics between a man and a woman. But when are those characteristics going to come about? How is that going to come about? Because we don't see that in our marriages today. Alhamdulillah, there are marriages that have that, but not all of them. Why is it that we can't have that? Because Allah's word, again, Allah's word is true. It's there, it's in Quran. Allah's words are true. Right? But it's when the husband and the wife are a source of sukoon for each other. When they are doing and they are fulfilling their purpose and their role as a husband and a wife. So they're giving to each other, and they are taking and bringing out the best in each other. And they are that source of sukoon for each other. And they know that they are doing this for Allah's pleasure. They are fulfilling their roles as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a wife. It is then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that mawada. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that rahmah. And then you will see the environment and the relationship in that home. What that marriage will be, and what that home environment will be, and what kind of parents they will be, and what kind of children they will have within that relationship. But we have to get that, we have to know first what we have to do. We can't just get married and say, no, I expect my husband must be sukoon for me. I must have that mawada, I must have that rahmah, because there it is, it's in the Quran. No, everything is conditional. Every single thing is conditional in our deen. There's something that you have to do first. There's something that you have to do in order for you to get that out. In order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put that mawadda and that rahmah, is something you have to do first. You have to be the source of sukoon for your husband or for your wife first. And it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places that mawadda and rahmah, Within that relationship, it is in that environment that love will grow. That love will flourish. It will nourish. It will blossom. Love, when we talk about love, true love, if you want true love, it is in that environment, with the sukoon in the heart, with the rahmah, with the mawadda placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are going to have, you know, subhanallah, that very beautiful and special relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from a man and a woman. Not the kind of marriages that we are seeing around us today. Not the fights and the arguments and the bickering that we see around us. But that has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have to play our role. We have to play our part. We want to have that love. We must be able to love and we must be able to give that love. We want to have the respect in the marriage. We have to be respectful and we have to give that respect. And we want to be honored and appreciated and valued within our marriage. We have to value ourselves. We have to behave honorably. And we have to give that off to our partners. And then we can expect it back, inshallah. And even if we don't get it back, we know that we are doing this for Allah's pleasure. And we know that our reward lies with Allah. This world is a short time. Because unfortunately, we don't have control over another human being. We only have control over ourselves. And so if we do what is right by Allah, we do what is right. I'm going to be the source of sukoon for my husband. He might not be that for me. But my sukoon will come from where? My sukoon will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My relationship with him, my attachment to him, my commitment to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then my commitment to this man and this marriage in which I am in, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you that sukoon, and I'm not going to look for it from my husband. But I will be that source of sukoon to him because I'm answerable for myself. And he is answerable to Allah for whatever he does, whether he treats me well or he doesn't treat me well. But that is between him and Allah, because he will answer to Allah, as I will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what I do within the relationship. So we have to, it's again coming back to the self. It's again coming back to who we are and what we are and what we are willing to give within that relationship. Understanding before you get into marriage, understanding what it is that you have to give. Don't go into a relationship to get. This is a mistake that we make, is that we want to get. It's not about getting, it's about giving. Last week we spoke about that, about filling the cup. If you want to drink from a cup, you have to fill that cup first. It's what you are willing to give first. And if you are willing to give, and if you put in every effort and you are committed to this relationship for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that man's heart can change. That man's heart can easily change when he's getting from you and you are fulfilling not only his physical needs, but you are also fulfilling his emotional needs and his spiritual needs. That you are helping him and guiding him towards Allah. And on an emotional level, he's getting everything that he needs, because sometimes we as women, we take it for granted. We say women have emotional needs. We don't realize that men also have emotional needs. They are also Allah's creation. They also have feelings and emotions. They also have emotional needs. And they also want to feel special. They also want to feel loved. They also want to feel appreciated. And so we have to do that as women, as the wives. We have to make our husbands feel special. When you make him feel special, he's going to make you feel special. Inshallah. And so we do that with that niyyah. That we want to fulfill this hukam of Allah. It's not about what we see outside. It's not about, and many times young women, they're scared to get married. They're afraid because of what we see around us. And so it's scary. It is scary when we look around and... Jazakallah. So what we have to do then is say, let me know and understand what this relationship is about. I'm going to the Quran. This is Allah's hukam. This is Allah's hukam for me. I have to fulfill my purpose in terms of my existence, to worship Allah, and I have to fill, if I'm getting married, then this is what I have to fill, the hukam of Allah in terms of my relationship with my husband or my wife. So this is what we have to do. And again, it's about being okay with ourselves. It's again about how we are. It's about who we are. Remember, we spoke about who are you. It's what you bring into the relationship. What you bring in. And it's what you, only what you are willing to give is that is what you are going, what you are entitled to take out. If you are not willing to give, then don't expect to take out. Only give. Give, 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 give. And then you can take. Then you are entitled. Otherwise, you're not entitled to take if you're not willing to give. So, yes, it sounds like a major responsibility, but subhanAllah, this is a very beautiful relationship. It's a relationship that is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah says you must be a source of sukoon for each other, it is the most beautiful feeling. It is the most beautiful, it's the most beautiful, beautiful relationship between a man and a woman. And we need to get that from each other, inshallah. But we have to make the effort. We have to make the effort. We have to put in. It's hard work. Marriage is not easy. If anybody told you marriage is easy, it's a misconception. It's hard work. It takes a lot of time and effort and patience and everything. It's hard work. But the payoff is so great, subhanAllah. If you put in the hard work, you know your reward lies with Allah. And so the payoffs are great, subhanAllah. So don't be afraid of hard work. Don't be afraid to put in that effort. Don't be afraid to, you know, give your all in that relationship. Because when you give, and people say, why must I give? Why do I have to do everything as a woman? Why do I have to make the sacrifices? Why do I have to compromise? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? It's not about your hukam. It's fulfilling your hukam to Allah. That's what it is about.
Yes, Jazakumullah khairan mu'allima for that beautiful advice on the Saturday morning. And inshallah, we look forward to having you on the program again. We seem to just have lost it. So inshallah, she will be joining us again next week on the marriage program, sharing her advice, sharing her experiences. And she's got a lot of experience when in dealing with marital issues. So we look forward to listening to her advices once again. From myself, Ibrahim Dar, and our studio operator this morning, Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.